And we're learning more today about who will advise Donald Trump in the White House. Trump has named Katie McFarland as Deputy National Security Advisor. McFarland is a Fox News analyst and previously served in three other Republican administrations. The announcement is one of two staff-level positions the Trump transition team said it would make today. On a phone call with reporters, the team also announced the president-elect will not make any cabinet-level announcements until at least Monday. Still, plenty of speculation over who will be tapped as Secretary of State and Secretary of Commerce. Rebecca Sindebrand is Deputy National Political Editor at The Washington Post. Rebecca, thanks for being here. You were on that call this morning. What else did you learn?
The president-elect also spoke to another five foreign leaders today, bringing his total up past 40. And as you said, we're looking to see cabinet-level announcements after the weekend.
All right, so the cabinet very much in the air still, but we are seeing some reporting that the frontrunner for commerce is billionaire Wilbur Ross. What do we know about him?
So it's very interesting. You know, Wilbur Ross had a huge hand in helping to shape Trump's economic agenda and message during the campaign, particularly his hardline stance on the need to renegotiate or maybe even withdraw from free trade agreements. Huh. And so it'll be interesting to see. On the other hand, we've heard Ross in the days since the election saying, cautioning people who expect Trump to take really dramatic hardline action, such as immediately slapping trade tariffs on China, to think again. Again, that's not necessarily what they should expect to see.
Some of his supporters, some of Trump's supporters might have questions about that. Well, the deputy at Commerce, now, again, it hasn't been announced, but the name that's getting floated out there, Todd Ricketts, who is the co-owner of the Chicago Cubs. We also saw Betsy DeVos picked earlier this week to head the education department. A lot of these people, very, very rich people. Is anyone talking about that, concern over that?
Well, you know, whether or not there's concern, it's certainly notable. You know, we're doing some math here, and depending on the counts that you look at and the estimates that you look at, of course, many of these people have not released their official financial information, including the president-elect himself. But based on various estimates, the president and his top-level administration could be worth as much as $35 billion,
wow,
which is a fairly significant sum. And so that's, you know, that's something that's certainly notable. It's something that his supporters would say points to a tradition of success with these individuals.
Right.
Other people might say it perhaps puts them a little bit out of touch. But, you know, we'll see how that plays out.
Some interesting conversations also over Secretary of State. As we know, Mitt Romney is in the running for that. So is Rudy Giuliani. Both men carry risks, politically speaking. Here's Trump supporter Mike Huckabee this week on Fox News.
Well, look, it's not about that I don't care for Mitt personally, but I'm still very unhappy that Mitt did everything he could to derail Donald Trump.
And Huckabee went on to say that picking Romney would be a real insult to Trump voters. I mean, we just look back at what happened during the election. Romney was no fan of Donald Trump whatsoever. So what about this divide? And do we have any clarity yet on Secretary of State?
And of course, you know, noting that Mike Huckabee's history with Mitt Romney himself, those two men have long had no great love for one another after fighting each other in the primary season. But Mike Huckabee is absolutely representing a strain of the conversation out there. Kellyanne Conway, one of the president's top advisors, actually tweeted out concerns saying, look, you know, I'm hearing from a lot of people who say they're worried about Mitt Romney being named for just those reasons that Mike Huckabee pointed to. And it's, of course, interesting to note how Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani could not be more different,
yeah,
as candidates for Secretary of State. They represent dramatically different directions. So where he lands on this, where the president-elect lands on this, will be a huge, huge indicator of where he intends to go moving forward.
And if it's neither man, one name that has been floated is retired General John Kelly of the Marines. What would a general in that position look like?
That would be a very interesting selection. Actually, you know, just to kind of expand this a bit, we've heard Secretary of State candidates running the gamut. You know, we are at this moment, the two leading contenders appear to be Giuliani and Romney. But we've seen contenders representing virtually every position on the major foreign policy issues of the day, each of them representing a dramatically different approach. So it'll be very interesting. Again, you know, a lot of people waiting to see precisely where the president-elect, who on many of these issues has not expressed a firm position himself, they'll be looking at his choice of Secretary of State as an indicator of where he intends to go in his administration.
Okay, plenty of fun ahead in the days to come. Rebecca Sindebrand, political editor at The Washington Post, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.